This comes from the Kingfisher Children's Bible, and it gets the whole story of Jonah, which is four chapters, into one nice children's story. So, this is Jonah. One day, God spoke to the prophet Jonah. "Go to the great city of Nineveh," said the Lord, "and tell the people there to change their evil ways." But Jonah didn't want to go, and he got on a ship sailing in the opposite direction. Out at sea, a violent storm hit the ship. The crew were terrified and prayed to their gods to save them. Sorry. Jonah, meanwhile, was asleep in the ship's hold, unaware of the commotion. The captain rushed below. "Get up," he shouted. "The ship is in danger. Pray to your God to spare us." The sailors drew lots to find out who was responsible for the storm. And Jonah's name was drawn. "It is true," Jonah said. "I have brought trouble on us all. You see, I worship Almighty God. This storm has been sent to punish me for disobeying the Lord's instructions. If you throw me overboard, the storm will stop." The sailors tried unsuccessfully to row for shore. Reluctantly, they agreed to throw Jonah over the side, and the sea grew calm. Jonah was sure he was going to drown, but at God's command, a huge fish rose from the sea and swallowed him live. You can see the huge fish there, just about to swallow Jonah. For 3 days, Jonah survived in the fish's belly, praying to God. At last, the Lord came to his rescue and commanded the fish to throw him onto the beach. Safe on dry land, Jonah set off for Nineveh, where he announced that in 40 days the city would be destroyed. For once, the people listened. They turned their backs on their evil ways and worshipped God properly. Seeing this, God spared them. Jonah left the city and sat on the ground not far off. He felt very angry. "Lord," he said, "I knew this would happen. That's why I tried to run away. I knew you would spare these wicked people, even though they deserve to be punished." As he sat there, God provided Jonah with a leafy plant to shade him from the heat. Jonah liked the plant, and his spirits rose. The next morning, however, the plant had died. Once again, Jonah was angry. "Lord, why is this happening to me?" he moaned. "Just as I was getting fond of this plant, it dies." "What right have you to be angry?" said God. "You did not water the plant or help it grow, yet still you feel sorry for it. Should I not feel sorry for the thousands of people in Nineveh?" And that is the story of Jonah. Well, you can run, but you can't hide. Not when it's God who wants you. I have met one or two people who realized early in life that they wanted to serve God, often as a priest. But a lot of people, from bishops to church wardens, will tell you that they tried to say no. "Not me. You can't mean me. I'm not good enough. Not old enough. Too old. Too busy." But God knows who he wants. And this time he wanted Jonah. It's not that Jonah was afraid or a coward. When he realized on the boat that he was the cause of the storm, he told the sailors to throw him overboard to almost certain death. So why did Jonah not want to go to Nineveh? Not because he was afraid of the people, but because he suspected it would be a waste of time, because God would be kind and forgive them. When the storm struck, Jonah was asleep and the storm did not wake him. It was his frightened companions who woke him up. Just as Jesus slept through the storm until his terrified disciples roused him in a panic. Eventually, the sailors realized that throwing Jonah overboard was their only option. Immediately, the storm ceased. God stilled the storm, just as Jesus did much later. Jonah didn't drown because God sent a huge fish to swallow him up and keep him safe in its tummy. It took him to the coast nearest to Nineveh, where it spat him out onto the beach. Jonah had been inside the fish for 3 days, just as Jesus spent 3 days in the tomb. The fish spat Jonah out onto a beach near Nineveh. Jonah knew when he was beaten, so he went to Nineveh and preached God's message. The people listened and turned from their evil ways. They began to worship God properly, so God spared them. Was Jonah pleased because they had listened to his sermons and repented? No, he was very angry. Not with them, but with God. He had wanted God to destroy them for their wickedness. Have you ever thought that somebody doesn't deserve forgiveness, that God should destroy them for what they have done? I suspect one or two of us have, even if only for a moment. And remember, Jonah didn't have the advantage of Jesus' teaching. He had not heard the words that we say so often. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. So Jonah sulked. He went and sat on the ground outside the city in the hot sun. God grew a leafy plant to shade Jonah from the heat. Jonah became quite fond of the plant and a lot happier. But in the morning, the plant was dead. I think we've all been there, if only I have remembered to water it. So Jonah was angry again. Jonah was sorry about the plant. God was sorry for the people of Nineveh. God had created them. He nurtures and loves them. Jonah had done nothing for the plant, but he is angry because it died. Jonah asked, "Why me?" As we all do when something terrible happens. Why me? The answer, of course, is why not? Why should I be exempt from the ups and downs of life, especially knowing that I have God's love to support me? So what can we learn from Jonah? We learn that God can cope with our anger. And in these strange times, many people may be angry with God. Shout all you like, God can take it. We can learn that when we are put into strange situations, it may be God who has put us there to serve his purpose. And we can learn that nobody is not good enough, not old enough, too old or too busy for God to have a purpose for them. Amen.